Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Paul Langworthy, who's CEO at Seven Digital. How are you today, Paul?
Very well, thank you. Nice to speak to you, Zach.
Right, Seven Digital, lots of deals going around the place at the moment. Can you tell us, you know, what the main focus is as far as you're concerned, what investors should be looking at?
Well, I think what I'm excited about, and I hope our investors will be excited about, is the new and emerging opportunities that have come to pass in this sort of post-COVID world that we're now living in. We've seen three very exciting new dynamic verticals emerge as a result of the way that human behaviour is changing. And I'll give you three very specific examples. You know, we're seeing a huge increase in the use of music within social media. Music is an integral part of that experience, and social media platforms really need to have music within their offer. 9 out of 10 people use social media platforms to interact with music. Artists are increasingly using social media platforms as a place to engage with their fans, sometimes doing unique and specific content just for social. So that's an incredibly exciting space, and obviously we were happy to announce our deal with Triller a couple of weeks ago, and there's obviously more happening in that space that we'll be able to talk about down the track. So that's a really interesting area. And the second that we're really focused on is in the home fitness space. And fitness is a $94 billion business, and post-COVID, it was already growing. Home fitness is already growing, undoubtedly. You see the players like Peloton in the market do pretty well. But whilst this area was growing already, what we've seen post-COVID is a real shot in the arm to this market, because people's behaviour has shifted, and it's not just a temporary shift. You know, the fitness industry believes the sort of home work life balance is a permanent, semi-permanent shift, and that has created an enormous amount of opportunity for home fitness companies. And music, again, is an absolutely integral part of the experience. If you're running or cycling or rowing or whatever it might be you're doing, in the fitness sense, music is critical to that experience, right? And so these companies are needing to bring music into that experience, and we have a product that's really fit for that market. And I can elaborate on some of that in a bit more detail through this conversation. But the third space is around artist monetization. And nobody's touring, nobody's going to gigs, and that was such a vital part of the artist revenue stream. You know, most artists don't make money from Spotify or Apple or Amazon, and they relied on touring and gigging as a means to pay their bills, right? to make a buck, and that revenue stream has been cut off, and you know that industry's on its knees, and so we're looking at some really cool opportunities in the live space, and we collaborated with eMusic to launch eMusic Live, which is a real first of its kind live music streaming platform where an artist can monetize a performance, whether it's a performance in the home or in a venue or in a studio, and you can sell tickets to access that gig. You can have VIP access for a Q&A session at the end of the gig. But there's also merchandise in there, digital merchandise, physical merchandise, social media, sponsorship, and the ability to sell your album, your single to your fan base. So really, really, you know, multi-dimensional revenue stream opportunity for artists. So yeah, those three areas are what we're really seeing lighting up. And Seven Digital's already doing good activity in this space. We're already beginning to win deals. We're already beginning to carve a path for ourselves in these market opportunities. So that's what I'm really excited about. And I hope for investors and shareholders share that excitement for us with a longer-term view in mind.
Right. I mean, I think the obvious question that comes from that, because I mean, you're taking advantage of the current environment, you know, obviously the COVID environment, and you've identified the needs in the space, which is great. But I've interviewed, you know, so many companies which have the technology, they have the ideas, and the vision, but they're not able to put these deals, to monetize these ideas or do the deals with the right players. And they're just hanging around. How are you? I mean, the deal making part is almost like, you know, the secret sauce. How have you managed to, you know, knock on, you know, Universal Music's doors or Triller or whatever it is. How have you managed to do that?
Yeah, I mean, critically, we have a product market fit. We have a global music platform that has a global music catalog, and we put a lot of focus into our technology over the last 12 months, 18 months, and moving away from sort of bespoke custom development, you know, building for our customers' requirements, and we've really now focused instead on creating a highly productized technology platform that can support a number of different business models and use cases. And in doing that, it means we've been able to approach these market sectors and offer a product that immediately serves their needs. So that's been the first big thing that we've really focused on, is around having a product market fit, a technology platform that can serve these markets. And if we just drill down into that a little bit, in the fitness space, yeah, we have a fitness playlist curation tool that fitness companies can use to make their own playlists for the live classes. We're working on improving that so it's more algorithmically based. We have a clear catalogue for fitness. So we have a very productized, highly productized tech set for each of these domain areas that we're winning in. That's the first important thing. The second most important thing, I think, is actually how you go about trying to win business. And, you know, we've added a lot of professionalism and rigor to our commercial process now. We've beefed up the commercial team, making changes there. You know, we've got a much improved, a more professional sales pitch. Our proposals are really polished, you know, and customers work with us, you know, absolutely believe not only in the product, but they're working with a team that can serve their needs and give them the best possible service for them and their own music strategy. So, you know, we're a company that people are very comfortable doing business with. I think they've been the critical pieces of the jigsaw that have enabled us to win some of these success stories that we're talking about with you now.
Right, so I mean, the culture, so it's almost like a culture that you have at the company, offering other companies a sort of plug and play offerings, which we know they don't require any more development. You have everything on that platform, whether it's fitness, whether it's music, and so that's how you can deal with the big players, not just some sort of experimental technology which may or may not work.
Exactly right, and I think so. If you consider that our role is really about trying to enable growth and innovation in the music industry, not just from startups, but from established big global companies. You know? And that's our raison d'etre. And to do that, we have to have a global platform, a flexible platform, a scalable platform, which it is, being a lot of cloud-based technology that gives us that scale. And in having that, it means we have an opportunity to win business that drives very high gross profit margin to our EBITDA. So some of these deals we're doing are 90% gross profit. And that's a critical thing. And having that as a base means that we will manage all of the heavy lifting around music serving, rights management, reporting, etc. And our clients can focus on what they're really good at. So if you're a fitness company, you just worry about the fitness experience, we'll take care of the music. If you're a social media platform, you worry about the user engagement and the functionality within the app, and we'll worry about the music. So it's really about enabling them to be solely focused and laser focused on what they're really good at and enable us to take care of the rest as far as we're concerned.
Right.
And serve us really well.
Okay. And just finally, just for the rest of the year or the near term, what are the bullet points? What are the activities maybe to look out for?
So again, more action and more activity across those three domains. We've got more deal. We've just announced our deal with a new entrant, Apex Rides. We've got more coming down the pipeline. Social media is getting very interesting, and there'll be a lot happening in the live space, both with emerging artists and some more established ones. So look out for lots of that. And there is a lot to be excited about, not just in this year. You know, we're going to reach profitability towards the end of 2020, and that gives us such an amazing base to 2021. If you imagine this business going into 2021 operationally profitable, all of the new revenue that we're going to add on top through the rest of this year, next year, is on top of that. And if we're doing deals at 90% gross profit, you know, there's a lot to be excited about in terms of the value that we're really bringing into this business in the medium and long term. But look out for all that to come. We're really excited, and we hope the market is too.
Paul Langworthy, CEO at 7 Digital, thank you very much indeed.
My absolute pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.